It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we get together with health professionals around our Q92 listening area and talk on a variety of subjects. And today we're talking with Dr. Yuan Stevenson, who works at Madison Healthcare Services. Dr. Stevenson, welcome to the airwaves here today.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been working up at the Madison Healthcare Services, and just what do you do up there?
Certainly, I am a general surgeon who also specializes in endoscopy. I have been working here in Madison for about 3.5 years. I especially do general surgeries, colonoscopies, upper endoscopies, and advanced endoscopic procedures as well.
Okay, and term of colonoscopies, and that's one of the things that you do up there, and that's kind of our subject for today.
Indeed, I'd be happy to talk about this. It's one of my passions because, you know, in medicine, sometimes we are hoping to catch stuff before it happens, and very rarely do we have such an opportunity as we do with colonoscopies in terms of reducing deaths related to colorectal cancers. In fact, very rarely in medicine do we boast a 60% reduction of mortality related to colon cancer thanks to early screening.
All right. So it is very important. And I know I've been up there for colonoscopies myself a couple of times over the years, and it's really not that difficult a thing to do. A lot of people are kind of scared of it because it sounds like a big word and sounds like quite a major procedure. But just kind of walk them through what's it all about, if you're going to have a colonoscopy.
Oh, indeed. You know, we have came a long way compared to even 5 or 10 years ago. Nowadays, when you come in for a colonoscopy, we put you under these wonderful anesthesia that a lot of patients will tell me after, you know, we're done with the procedure, I come to tell them their results, and they say, oh, well, when are we going for the procedure? Because they don't even remember. And they wake up really quickly, and they can, you know, resume life with very, very little interruption to their day. So a colonoscopy, you know, starts with the bowel prep, right? This is the part where everybody dreads, but it really isn't that bad. If you think about it, you just do it. It's like a cleanse. You take these medications, you clean out your colon, and maybe a little bit of a hassle for a day, and then you come in. The actual procedure itself starts with you talk to the anesthesiologist, and they will let you know a little bit about, you know, the medications and whatnot, have a chat with you, and then you go back to the procedure room and take a nice long nap, and in your mind, but the truth is the procedure barely even lasts more than 20 minutes, and you wake up in our recovery area, and you do need to have a driver who will be able to then take you home, because technically speaking, after anesthesia, you're not supposed to drive yourself. But after that, there's very little, there's nothing to recovery. You can resume your normal life and activity very quickly within that day.
Well, tell us, who should have a colonoscopy? Is there any age guidelines, that kind of thing?
Yes, the newest guideline now recommends people screening from the age 45, and this is people of average risk. Starting from age 45, you can opt to have a colonoscopy, and the guideline still says up to 75, between the years 75 and 85. Of course, it's a case-by-case basis. If you're in excellent health and you are willing, you can continue to get colonoscopy all the way until you're 85 for screening purposes.
Okay, so colonoscopies, are they just as important for men and women?
Absolutely. One in every 24 men or one in every 26 women, that is the risk of having colon cancer. So it is just as important for both genders to screen and screen according to guideline. The truth is, if you have family history of colon cancer, say that you have a first-generation relative with colon cancer, your screening guideline, the guideline says that you ought to screen 10 years before they're diagnosed. So if somebody within your first-generation relatives were diagnosed with colon cancer at a younger age, then you really should screen even earlier than the guideline.
Speaking of colon cancer, are there any known causes for that, like, you know, smoking for lung cancer, that kind of thing? Anything that would cause colon cancer or make it more likely?
There are some genetic causes, of course, that familial polyposis, et cetera, that if you have a lot of colon cancer running in the family, it is a very good idea to bring it up with your primary care provider so that you can go over, see, you know, if it makes sense for you to be screened earlier. Other than that, it's nothing that's very significantly linked. One group of people needs to be screened earlier than anyone else.
Hey, how do you feel? What's your take on the home tests that are advertised and a lot of people use? Are they
Cologuard test. Very, very much so. I see it as a very important adjunct to what I do because, you know, let's be honest, right? A lot of people, it is a big deal, you know, to come in for colonoscopy versus doing a home test. Let's say any amount of screening is better than no screening, but the key, the catch is that the home test, the Cologuard test, is only for people of average risk. And by saying that, I mean nobody within your first degree relatives with colon cancer or advanced polyps. So if anybody had advanced polyps or colon cancer, and either of those are in the family, then that test is not for you. Come in for colonoscopy. That will be a better test for you. And also, if you ever had any personal history of polyps, that's adenomas, then this is also not for you. You really need a colonoscopy instead. But other than that, I say, hey, you know, any kind of screening is better than no screening. Since we have these technology nowadays available to us, and colorectal cancer is of such high prevalence, you know, really. If you line up 100 people, 4 of them will have colon cancer. So do screening. That is the key take-home message.
Seems like everyone knows someone who's had colon cancer or has passed away from colon cancer or whatever. So definitely a very important thing to watch out for. I wonder if somebody does want to make an appointment for a colonoscopy, do they go through their doctor, or how does that work?
Absolutely. Please bring this up with your primary care provider, who is very, very easy to get you in our schedule. And we have a lot of flexibility. That is the key point of being here, you know, getting your care right here in your local community, is that we will work with you. We'll work with you to make it work, to make it suit your schedule.
All right. Well, Dr. Stevenson, we appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us today about a very important subject, and we look forward to chatting with you sometime in the future here on Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.